It was 50 years ago this month that the Dallas County Voters League in Selma, Alabama, called on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to help them in their struggle to get black citizens registered to vote. 2 months later, hundreds of people marched 54 miles from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, the state capital, to defy segregationist repression. A local Catholic nun is now recalling the events of 1965 when she was serving as a registered nurse at Good Samaritan Hospital in Selma. Sister Barbara Lum is with the Sisters of St. Joseph of Rochester.
When this march happened on what is now known as Bloody Sunday, I fixed a little first aid kit in case people sprained an ankle or got wind burned or whatever. A small first aid kit, never thinking, although I had certainly experienced caring for patients who'd experienced violence from the police. But anyway, I just thought they're going to march to Montgomery. And that was all that was said when some people came and asked if I could fix a first aid kit. That was Sunday morning. And then Sunday afternoon, all of a sudden people are coming to the emergency room at Good Samaritan Hospital. Just coming and coming and coming.
Not every facility in Alabama would serve African Americans at that time.
Not at all. We were the only hospital in 9 counties that served blacks. The 2 white hospitals in Selma, one of them had a basement area for blacks, and the other served no blacks at all.
Tell me about the injuries you saw on that Sunday.
They were mostly skull injuries that needed suturing. People's heads had been bashed with billy clubs, and some people had fallen on the ground and the horses rode over them. They were mostly not what would we call serious injuries, but very traumatizing. And there were several people, maybe 7 or 9, who were more seriously injured. One woman had some internal injuries and was admitted, and John Lewis was admitted. He had a concussion.
The congressman.
The congressman John Lewis.
He wasn't a congressman back then. How old was he?
23. I believe he was 23 at the time.
Sister Barbara remembers another young man who came to the hospital following an earlier march. Jimmy Lee Jackson was shot in Marion, Alabama by a state trooper.
Each day that I visited him, he would take my hand and say, "Sister, don't you think this is a high price to pay for freedom?" And I've just never forgotten.
What happened to Jimmy?
He took a very bad turn and I think got septic and died of his injuries.
Sister, now in the fullness of time, here we are 5 decades later. What are your thoughts about the role you played in this part of American history?
Well, I can only say I showed up for work. The Sisters of St. Joseph sent me to Selma. And so I was happy to go. I had no idea what to expect. And I don't think you have any perspective on history when it's happening if you're in the middle of it. But I've always felt privileged to have been there, very happy to have been there.